this concept of terrorism is a very frightening thing. But I don't think the way to feel secure is to put more locks on the door, because at some point you have to walk out the door.
Those are the words of musician and activist Holly Neer, who spoke with us while on tour this past September. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Audiophile. Holly Neer's latest CD, Edge, is yet another demonstration of her talent for blending a strong, progressive social conscience with crystal clear vocals and memorable melodies.
She loves a she, he loves a he, they're thrilled to be who they turned out to be. One may marry God, one may marry poor, curse all you want as I walk out the door. But kids are gonna love, gonna love, gonna love. Kids are gonna love, gonna love, gonna love. Kids are gonna love, gonna love, and they damn well be.
You disown your child for being gay. The first thing people say is, do you know anything about being gay? I mean, you would disown your child, your beautiful child, for something you know nothing about? Why don't you find out what it means to be gay? Why don't you find out how other parents whose children are gay are feeling?
You can find out more about Holly Neer at www.hollyneer.com.
A new Minneapolis area group called the 40 Ikes had great harmonies and clever lyrics to a blend of musical styles in their CD called Hot Flash. Group member Renee tells us about their unusual name.
The name of our band kind of came out of our experience of all turning 40 and sitting there looking at each other and going, my God, we're 40, what are we going to do with the rest of our lives? 40 Ikes to us is the double entendre, of course, of 40 yikes, and also 4 dykes, and so it really works for our band.
I was sitting and drinking coffee at the local 5 and Dime when a man sat down beside me and proceeded then to whine about his lady seeing women and how wasn't that a crime. Well, I got up with my coffee and I left him with this line. I said, tough love, buddy. I said, it don't bother me.
You can find out more about the 4D Yikes and their CD Hot Flash at www.4dyikes.com. That's 4D-YKES.com.
Women's music legend Chris Williamson has risen like a phoenix from the very public end of her 20-year music and life partnership with Tret Fury. Her new CD is aptly titled, Ashes.
I am standing on the threshold of my future and my past. When in the shape of changes, protection comes at last. It is hope that will sustain us, even as we fall. As we paint our little primitive on the whitewashed cloister walls.
Indeed, this whole event is about resurrection. Is about rising up from ashes of one's own life and remaking oneself all anew.
Ashes is a beautifully produced and introspective musical journey. It speaks of renewal and acceptance as well as loss.
We dive down into feeling and we come up friends. We dive down into feeling on the blue. Somebody's girl, all right, and she's in somebody else's world, tender through the night.
I honestly thought I'd never laugh again or be happy. That's not true. Happiness has come into my life in all shapes and sizes and forms, from friends and animals, and now a new love in my life, who's an old friend that I've known for 25 years. The universe, I think, presented me with this, and presented us to each other. I'm more in the present than I've ever been, and that's quite interesting.
You can find out more about Chris Williamson and her CD, Ashes, at www.chriswilliamson.com. That's chriswilliamson.com.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 429, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at info@audiophile.org. That's info@audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
The beginning of the new millennium acquainted us with new voices to queer music and reacquainted us with some familiar voices as well. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Join us as we present our annual Audiophile Year in Review, a look back at our queer music favorites of 2001.
Coming the first week of the new year, here on This Way Out,
the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine.